Welcome into the Maize and Brew Pick'em podcast, brought to you by Maize and Brew at the SB Nation Podcast Network. I am Luke Giardi, joined as always by Von Lozon and Scotty White, as we already head into week 7 of the college football season. And an interesting week last week. Once again, Von, man, this guy's just steady as it comes, 5-3. Once again, he's averaging about 5 wins a week. That's right where he's at. He's 24-15-1 on the year. To give him the lead, I went 4-4 a week ago because of damn Ole Miss. They couldn't stop him from scoring a touchdown with a minute left. That's a Lane Kiffin team for you. So I went 4-4 a week ago, puts me at 26-21-1. Von was 29-18-1. I apologize. That was last week's his overall. He's got a 3-game lead on me. Scotty, he went 3-5 a week ago. He's 25-22-1 on the year. So the good news is we're all above 500 this year. Von making a little more, but I got a feeling Scotty and I, we're going to catch up here pretty soon. How you boys doing here?
I'm good. I mean, I just went back to confirm. I have not went under 500 in a single week this year, which means now that I've brought this up and said it, I will go under 500 this week more than likely because we got some weird picks. Interesting slate of college football ahead of us, but there's always time for you guys to make up some ground on me. And now that I've essentially just jinxed myself, it's probably this week. So, Scotty, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, I think that last week was my first week that I went under 500. I was watching the early games. Texas was looking great. Ole Miss was looking great. I don't know what happened to Texas. Crazy meltdown. Same thing happens with Penn State. I was thinking I was going to have my best week of the year. And then those three really should have been 6-2 last week, but they failed me. And I end up at 3-5. So got to get back onto the winning side this week.
Like Von said, man, this is an interesting week. This is kind of feels like a down week in college football. I know everyone's looking ahead to Halloween weekend. So I'm going to take this kind of stress-free weekend. Don't have a Michigan game to pick here this week. They are on a bye before returning to home against Northwestern next week. But there are a couple intriguing games, but nothing of a monster slate. We're going to kick it off in the Big Ten. Rutgers is a 2-point favorite headed to Northwestern. Von, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Rutgers. I think this is a get right game for Rutgers after going through the last 3 weeks that they've had, having to go to Michigan and then host Michigan State and Ohio State back-to-back-to-back weeks. And I really think that Northwestern is exactly what the doctor ordered for Greg Schiano. So I'm going to pick Rutgers here. I'm surprised it's not a little bit more than 2 points, but I will take the 2 points gladly.
Scotty, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rutgers as well. Like Von said, I mean, they had a good start to the year and then had to play 3 of the best 4 teams in the conference all back to back to back. It doesn't get harder than that. And also Rutgers didn't look, obviously, I mean, they gave Michigan a scare. They didn't look terrible against Michigan State. Obviously Ohio State blew them out of the water. But yeah, I think like Von said, this is exactly the type of team that Rutgers needs to be playing right now. Homecoming weekend for Northwestern might give them a little bit of juice, but I like Rutgers to cover this one.
Yeah, I like Rutgers as well. I kind of feel bad. They've scored 13 points in each of the last 3 weeks here, but against a Northwestern defense that isn't all that great, I think they're definitely going to take advantage. Von, you pointed it out perfectly, man. This has been a hell of a 3 weeks for Rutgers. But for Northwestern, their 2 wins coming against Ohio and Indiana State. They got blown out by Nebraska, blown out by Michigan State, and Duke was taking them to the woodshed before they made that score look a little more predictable. I'm completely out on the Wildcats. I think Rutgers, like you said, Von, is a get-right game for them. I got the Scarlet Knights -2. And then we go to SEC country. Couple of A's here. Auburn at number 17. Arkansas, the heartbreaker, going for 2 and not getting it against Ole Miss. They are a 4-point favorite, are the Hogs, against the visiting Tigers here this week. Scotty, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Arkansas here. That was as heartbreaking as it gets for them last week, and then had a terrible loss blowout against Georgia the week before. So I think that this week they're going to – and another tough opponent in Auburn, but I still don't think that Auburn's that good. I think it'll be a pretty close game, but I'm going to go with Arkansas.
Von, who do you like in this?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arkansas too. This is another get right game here. I think Arkansas was very close to pulling that off last week against Ole Miss. And I think they're going to be able to take down War Eagle this week. So I will take the Hogs of Arkansas.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I initially was like, kind of like Auburn here, but then I kind of went and looked back the close one with LSU. And after they got absolutely taken out by Kentucky last week, we know exactly what those Tigers are. The 34-10 loss to Georgia, that all makes pretty much sense. I don't have a lot of faith in Auburn right now. Arkansas, you know, heartbreak last week, tough loss to Georgia the week before. I think the Hogs get back on track here this week with maybe a 10-point victory against Auburn. They cover that 4. And then we've got BYU. Nice pick, Vaughn, last week, by the way, taking Boise State plus the 3.5, man. They absolutely ran BYU a week ago. Another tough opponent for BYU as they travel to Baylor, who is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Who do you like, Baylor or BYU here, Vaughn?
Yeah, like you mentioned, picked Boise State last week at BYU, and they were underdogs, and they just straight up won. So this week, I'm going to pick BYU as an underdog to bounce back and cover and even potentially win this game as well. I think they're going to get back onto the winning ways here. So yeah, I'm going to go with BYU this week.
Scotty, how about you, man?
Well, I bet on BYU last week, and after that, I simply cannot bet on them 2 weeks in a row. So I'm going to go with Baylor to cover the spread at home.
Yeah, I think I like Baylor at home here as well. I mean, you just kind of look at it, the lone loss for Baylor, a very good Oklahoma State team, a 10-point loss in that one, but beat Iowa State here this year. Demolished West Virginia last week. This is a good team at home. I like Baylor minus the 6.5. And then we're back into the Big Ten. Purdue traveling to number 2 Iowa, guys. That man, it feels kind of disgusting to stay, but the Hawkeyes are number 2 and 12-point favorites at home against the Boilermakers. Vaughn, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Iowa. I think it's pretty easy to see the talent discrepancy here. Or the talent gap with Iowa, Purdue. Iowa's been rolling. They've looked very impressive against Penn State last weekend, especially despite Sean Clifford getting injured. That certainly helped the Hawkeyes, but Penn State was their toughest challenge so far, that by far the best defense they've played this year. And I want to say Purdue's lost to Minnesota in the last few weeks too. So
last week.
Yeah, enough said there. So I'm going to pick Iowa.
Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa, yeah, Luke, you're right. Saying Iowa's number 2 does not feel right. And I obviously don't think that they are the number 2 team in the country. But any number 2 team in the country should be able to cover 12 points against Purdue at home. So I'm going to go with Iowa here.
Yeah, the turnovers are going to be the thing. I don't know how they continue to do it, but I'm guessing Iowa is going to turn Purdue over 3 times in this game, and I think they're going to cover the spread easily at Kinnick. It's just what the Hawkeyes do here this year. And then I think, for my money, this is probably the best game on the slate here this week. Number 12, Oklahoma State, traveling to number 25, Texas, but the Longhorns, 5.5-point favorites at home, Scotty.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting. I don't know what to expect from Texas after a game like that. I mean, it looked like they were running away with the rivalry game against Oklahoma. And then the second half was just a total meltdown. So, you know, you either expect them to come out with their hair on fire, or you expect them to, or they're either going to lay flat. But I think that Texas, they're at home. I really think that they're going to be fighting for their season at this point. They know they can still get to the Big 12 championship. So I'm going to take Texas to cover the spread.
How about you, Vaughn?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to take Texas as well. They got royally screwed over last week because Lincoln Riley did the smartest thing that he's ever done as head coach of Oklahoma, and that was bench Spencer Rattler. So I think this is going to be a bounce back game for Texas. I really don't think Oklahoma State is as good as advertised. And I think Texas, being back home after that heartbreaking of a loss, I think it'll be telling. If they find a way to win this game, I think you can kind of bet on Texas. I wouldn't say Texas is back like by any means, but I think at the very least it's telling of where this team is at, a la what Michigan did this past weekend against Nebraska. So I'm going to take Texas and kind of just cross my fingers and hope that they're able to bounce back like how I expect them to.
This is going to be an interesting matchup, in particular Oklahoma State's rush defense, which is allowing just 91 yards a game, but Bijan Robinson might be the best back in the country for Texas. I'm very excited to watch this matchup. I think Oklahoma State is not getting the love that they deserve. A 24-14 victory over Baylor last week. They beat Kansas State the week before. I think Oklahoma State keeps this close. They keep it well within a touchdown. I think it's going to come down to the final possession. So I think Oklahoma State on the road is going to cover the 5.5. I don't know if they win outright, but that's too many points for me to be leaving on the table. As we head out west, UCLA, man, what a start they had. We were talking playoffs for the Bruins earlier this year. Now we've got an unranked matchup as they visit Washington, where the Huskies are a 2-point favorite. Vaughn, who do you like?
What you just said encapsulates the Pac-12 so perfectly, that once on their way to potentially Pac-12 championship, now they're both unranked. So that's just them's the breaks for the Pac-12. But I'm going to pick Washington. I'm not super confident on this one. UCLA has kind of been all over the board the last month. They lost to Fresno, and then they beat Stanford, and then they lost to Arizona State, and then they had another win. I think the week right after that. So I think if that's how it all lines up, I feel like this is probably Washington's game to win here. It's another loss back and forth with UCLA. So I'll pick Washington, but this is one of the more intriguing games of the week. So I don't really know what to think on this one. So long-winded rant, I'm going to pick Washington to cover here.
Scotty, where are you going on this one?
Yeah, this is tough. All these Pac-12 teams are just so hard to gauge. I think I've seen UCLA look a lot better than Washington at times. But like kind of like Vaughn was saying, they're just so inconsistent. But at the end of the day, I just have seen better things from UCLA than I've seen from Washington. So I'm going to go with the Bruins to cover.
Yeah, this is by far and away the hardest one for me to pick, I think. And I'm leaning, I think, for the same reasons you are, Scotty, I'm going to lean UCLA plus the 2 here just because they've shown more flashes than has Washington. Washington is very limited offensively, where I think the Bruins can get hot, particularly Chip Kelly with his play calling. And if UCLA doesn't turn it over a whole lot, I think they might be able to force Washington into some turnovers and come away with the upset victory on the road. So I'm going to go with the Bruins to hop back on track here and get their second win after demolishing Arizona a week ago. As we head back to the SEC, number 11 Kentucky coming off a big win against LSU. And, you know, that was really impressive given the emotional victory over Florida the week before. But they're going up against number 1 Georgia, who is a 23-point favorite over the number 11 team in the country. Scotty, where are you going on this one?
Yeah, it's just funny when you've got two teams ranked in the top 11 playing each other. College game day is going to be there. And then you've got one team favored minus 4,000 on the money line. definitely interesting to see. But yeah, 23 is a lot of points. I think Georgia's going to win comfortably, but I can't give the cover to Georgia at minus 23. Like I said, I think that they probably will win by around 17 to 20. But I'll have Kentucky covering.
Vaughn, who do you like?
Now, Scotty can't have Georgia covering, but I sure can. They're the best team in America. They're at home, and they have the ability this weekend to whoop yet another top SEC school. So I think it's going to happen. I think Georgia's going to win. I think they're going to win comfortably. So give me the Bulldogs. I've been riding with them all season, so why stop now?
Yeah, I told you guys last week I haven't seen a spread yet that I'm not going to pick Georgia to cover, and I still haven't seen one yet. I like Georgia minus 23. They're allowing 201 yards per game, 64 on the ground. And that's what Kentucky likes to do. They're averaging over 200 yards a game on the ground. That's their bread and butter, and it ain't going to work against that front 7 of Georgia. Give me the Bulldogs. They're going to run away with this one. As we finally go back to the Big 10 for our 8th and final pick here this week. Number 10, Michigan State, 4.5 point favorites as they're on the road to Bloomington to take on Indiana. Vaughn, where are you going in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Spartans. I think they'll win, and I think they'll head into their game against Michigan undefeated. They've got a bye week after this week, so all it would take at that point for a undefeated head-to-head matchup between those two schools is for Michigan to beat Northwestern at home, which you can already pencil me in for Michigan covering whatever the spread is next weekend against Northwestern. but I don't think the Big Ten's going to let them lose this week because of that storyline, just with the way that things have been going. I mean, the Big Ten East is just loaded, and they've got all those top schools. So I will take Michigan State to cover, to win, and to be undefeated heading into that Wolverine matchup.
Scotty, you like the Spartans too?
Yeah, I do. I think that you definitely might see them kind of looking forward to that Michigan game a little bit. I mean, I think everybody that has a fan, player, coach, anybody affiliated with these two teams is looking forward to that game. It's going to be awesome. But still, Indiana just hasn't been impressive this year. I think every time I've picked Michigan State to cover the spread so far this year, they have. So I'm going to go with the Spartans to cover.
Yeah, I like the Spartans too, -4.5. Indiana just has not been who a lot of people thought they were. Michael Penix has not been good. 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. State will create a couple of turnovers. Indiana is going to get worn down on the ground by Kenneth Walker. And hey, the explosive plays are going to continue this week for Michigan State to cover the -4.5. So that's our 8 picks here this week. All odds via DraftKings Sportsbook. And before we go, Scotty, you want to tell us where we can find you on social media, my man?
Yes, sir. I will be on Twitter. You can follow me at @ScottyWhite_. All I do on College Football Saturdays is sit on my couch and watch football. So I'll definitely be tweeting a lot, and you'll find me there.
Vaughn, where can we find you, my man?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. Follow Maize and Brew on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those social media platforms. I definitely am with Scotty. Love sitting down and watching some college football on the Saturdays. This Saturday is going to be a little different without Michigan playing. So we'll be flipping back and forth between some games every now and then.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review for your favorite shows wherever you get them. iTunes, Spotify, you know the deal. We're everywhere you can find your favorite podcast. So that's going to wrap it up for the Pick 'em Pod this week. Hopefully, we can make you a little money here this week. We are all above 500 on the year. So, hey, we're not that bad to listen to. So, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week for Scotty White, for Fawn Lozon. I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Maize and Brew Pick'em Podcast.